It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll celebrate the beginning of strawberry season here in Wisconsin.
Last week saw a series of bike crashes in southern Wisconsin, some of them fatal. As the summer biking season gets going, we're taking some time now to talk about safety on the road and how to prevent bike crashes. Zachary Barnes joins us. He's Central Region Director at the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Zach, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Glad to be here.
So what's the first thing we need to think about when we grab our bike out of the garage, wherever it is for the spring and summer biking season, to reorient ourselves towards safety?
The first thing I feel in the new season is definitely a reminder that even though the endorphins are running high and it's so fun, so free to be out on the bike, there are responsibilities, just like driving any vehicle out there, to make sure that we don't injure someone else or hurt ourselves.
And when you say responsibilities, what are you thinking of besides 101, I guess, is wearing your helmet?
Yeah, 101, definitely wearing the helmet helps out with the last kind of bit of defense in avoiding a crash or responding to a crash. They help if we fall off our bike, but in the instances you mentioned, they don't necessarily help if we're in a crash with a car. They're a small bumper that can do so much. But the best thing we can do is really be predictable out on the road. If we think of the bike as a vehicle instead of as some folks feel like it's a toy, that can really help change. Sometimes I change the semantics of things. I say I'm going to drive my bike like as I'm preparing myself, and that's a whole different treatment of how we feel out on the road. It's very safe to be riding on the road versus the sidewalk. There's opportunities that the Wisconsin Bike Federation has to learn more of those skills. But really, we see the most crashes as adults do ride out on sidewalks and don't get over that hump. As they teach their kids, we actually recommend around 12 or 13 to start teaching those skills of people riding out on the sidewalk or on the streets.
Why is it safer to ride on the street than the sidewalk? You think not cars generally, except for driveways on the sidewalk?
Yeah, it's just people not looking for fast-moving vehicles on that infrastructure. And so designed for pedestrians. You can legally ride on a lot of sidewalks in Madison by ordinances locally, only a few on State Street around the Capitol Square and Monroe. Other ones where buildings are directly abutting the sidewalk is really dangerous because people can walk out of those businesses or those places and bicyclists can clip them. They can do some damage. Otherwise, it's legal for you to ride on the sidewalk. It's just where we see a lot of crashes around every year.
And so just to follow up, you said also to be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in real time on the ground on your bike? How do you be predictable?
Well, it's just like in your car, it's giving yourself, you know, two or three moments to really consider if you want to rush yourself that much or if you really want to be just kind of at a balanced mindset when you're out on the road. And so, again, your endorphins are running high when you're out getting exercise, moving around. But you can kind of calm your mind, have a meditative approach to it, and treat it really as you're part of traffic, not you're kind of an adjacent, separate being, but you're having to do those same things mentally that you have to do when you're driving a car. And so, you know, remembering that there might not be pain on the road where a crosswalk exists, knowing that we have to yield to folks that are waiting to cross the street at those crosswalks. Basically, the extension of any sidewalk from one end to the street to the other is at an intersection or sometimes even mid-block considered a crosswalk. So we need to yield to folks to really pass it along to pedestrians. Our number one thing that we want people doing is really walking, starting to do walking of their short commutes. Biking is a great complement to that. So being predictable also entails being courteous, most of all, to pedestrians. We find that out on trails, people are stressed out about bicyclists passing too close or things like that. But we can pass it along by really showing courtesy and treating our vehicle with respect.
We're talking right now with Zachary Barnes, Central Region Director at the Wisconsin Bike Federation, getting some advice for safe bike riding this summer season in light of some serious crashes over the last couple of weeks in southern Wisconsin. And, you know, we hear a lot about driving defensively when you're in a vehicle, you're in your car, your truck. Is there a corollary for biking, defensive bike driving?
Yeah, yeah, like that you said, bike driving there. There definitely is. There are some great tools that I have with me when I'm on my bike. I put on lights that help with lateral visibility, and so whether it's early morning riding or almost any time of the day, I can add something that can catch the eye of other folks. We do always recommend to have reflectors, have highly visible clothes, and other things you can do are just to go out and practice, to find a bike buddy. That's definitely what moved me to get into biking more, was I had a great friend. I was living in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and they really inspired me to do more of my short trips by bike. And that person shared not just routes, but also just best practices for each different street, each different intersection can have a little different culture to it, a little different feeling. But yeah, the more I rode, the more I understood how I could be defensive, yet I also think assertive is important. Knowing that, again, it's a legal user of the road, and it's a great addition to our city.
Now, another thing we hear about with driving, again, people in cars and trucks, is distracted driving, people texting, people with their earbuds in, people on their phone. Are bikers doing that stuff, too? Is that something that they shouldn't be doing?
A little bit. It's human nature almost these days to have kind of that multitasking monkey mind. So folks on bikes, even though they might be happy and enjoying the process of getting exercise while moving about the city or the state, they can be distracted. We do recommend that they lower the volume on, listening to the radio or waiting to respond to that text and just enjoying that moment of getting to point A to point B. It can contribute to crashes.
So maybe not. You're saying it sounds like there's a little bit of latitude if you're on a bike because maybe you're moving slower. You're not saying never do it, but be thoughtful about it.
I would say pull over if you're going to do it, just like in a car. We have parts of the state where it's illegal to text and drive. A lot of the state is going that way. I would say on the same thing on any vehicle.
Now, there's an organization you want us to know about, Share and Be Aware. How can they help?
Yeah, so around the state, Veronica, there are some great resources for folks to affect good change for safety for all road users. ShareandBeAware.org has a link called Request an Ambassador, and myself and other folks, about a dozen of us around the state, will do fun walks and rides, lunch conversations, and all kinds of offerings that people can tap into. Again, it comes through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, partnership with the Wisconsin Bike Federation, and it's a great way to expand on these conversations. The best way to improve our safety is to get more folks riding, and so hopping on a B-cycle here in Madison or tuning up that old bike, dusting it off from the garage and getting out on a ride is a great way just to feel how you can contribute to it. The more folks that ride, the better. It decongests our streets of traffic, but also it just helps step into someone else's shoes that might do it every day.
And is there anything else that you're thinking about that would contribute to a safer biking season for people?
I think just being mindful out there on the roads is the biggest thing. Trying not to rush our trips every time we go out, but giving ourselves a little extra time in planning. And from there, Sharing and Being Aware is a great name for that program. Really being aware of other road users and feeling free to ask questions to the Bike Fed when you don't know the best practice. So we're a free resource out there, and thanks for joining us for those members out there.
Well, Zach, thanks a lot for joining us today on Central Time.
Yeah.
That was Zachary Barnes, Central Region Director at the Wisconsin Bike Federation.